Fifth verse. The day we shall raise a witness from every nation, then the faithless will not be permitted to speak, nor will they be asked to propitiate Allah. 16:84. The blessed Sheikh Tabarsi and Ali ibn Ibrahim, Rahmatullah alayhima, have, in explanation of this verse, quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that there will be a community and an imam in every age, and every community will be raised with its imam. In Manakabi Shara Ashab says that Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, in the explanation of this verse said, we are the witnesses of this ummah.
Sixth verse. The day we raise in every nation a witness against them from among themselves, we shall bring you as a witness against these. We have sent down the book to you as a clarification of all things and as a guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims. The Holy Quran 16:89. The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, Rahmatullah alayh, has said that the witnesses is the imams and added that Allah said to his messenger, O Muhammad. Thereafter, we will make you witness over them, that is, the messenger of Allah will be a witness over the imams and the holy imams will be the witnesses over all people.
Seventh verse. And wage jihad for the sake of Allah, a jihad which is worthy of him. He has chosen you and has not placed before you any obstacle in the religion, the faith of your father, Abraham. He named you Muslims before, and in this, so that the apostle may be a witness to you, and that you may be witnesses to mankind. So maintain the prayer, give the zakat, and hold fast to Allah. He is your master, an excellent master and an excellent helper. The Holy Quran 22:87. About seventh verse, Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that this verse is exclusively for the Ali Muhammad, and the messenger of Allah is witness over Ali Muhammad, and the Ali Muhammad are witnesses over the ummah. And Isa, alayhi salam, will say to Allah, I was the witness over my ummah till I lived among them, and when you lifted me up from the world, only you were the witness over them, and you are the witness to everything. And Allah has, for this ummah, after the messenger, made his Ahlul Bayt and progeny, the witness until even one of them, is present in the world. When they leave the world, all in earth will perish, and the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, has said that Allah has made the stars shelter for those in the sky, and my Ahlul Bayt, alaihim assalam, for those in the world. Ibn Shara Ashab has narrated that he named you Muslims before, and in this, in the prayer of Ibrahim and Ismail, alaihim assalam, who were the servants of the house of Allah, is an indication towards Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, alaihim assalam, when they believed in the last messenger of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a witness over Ali Muhammad, and those gentlemen are witnesses over those who came after him. It is narrated in Tafsir Furat that people asked the explanation of this verse from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam. He said, it is we who are meant in this verse, and we are the chosen ones of Allah, and it is due to us that Allah has not made any difficulty in religion, and the severest blames are hardships. By the faith of your father, is meant we, and that's all. Allah named us Muslims before, means in earlier books, and, in this, means in this Quran. That the apostle may be a bearer of witness to you. So the messenger is the witness over us, in the matter of those things which we conveyed from Allah, and we are witnesses over people. So, on the day of Qiyamah, we will testify the one who will tell the truth, and we will negate the one who lies. In Gorbal Asnad, there is a narration from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that, the honor bestowed by Allah, the Lord of the universe, to my ummah is such that was not given to any of the earlier ummahs except to the messengers. The first honor is that Allah used to tell each of his messengers, strive in religion, there is no hardship on you. But while addressing my ummah, he said, and has not laid upon you a hardship in religion, wherein haraj means hardship. The second honor is that whenever Allah sent any messenger, he used to reveal to him, whenever you confront a situation disliked by you, pray to me so that I may answer your prayer. He gave the same honor to this Ummah, saying, "Call upon me, I will answer you." The Holy Quran 40, 60. The third honor is that whenever Allah sent any messenger, He used to make him a witness over His community. But He made my Ummah witness over the entire creation. He said, "And you may be bearers of witness to the people." The Blessed Ibn Babaway, Rahmatullah Alay, has narrated in Ikmal Laddin that Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, had, in the time of the Caliphate of Osman, said addressing a group of emigrants and helpers, "Tell me, taking oath of Allah, do you know that Allah sent the verse? O you who believe, bow down, and prostrate yourselves, and serve your Lord, and do good that you may succeed. And strive hard in the way of Allah, such a striving as is due to Him. He has chosen you and has not laid upon you a hardship in religion, the faith of your father Ibrahim. He named you Muslims before, and in this, that the Apostle may be a bearer of witness to you, and you may be bearers of witness to the people. Therefore keep up prayer, and pay the poor rate, and hold fast by Allah, He is your guardian. How excellent the guardian, and how excellent the helper." The Holy Quran 22, 77-78. And the Blessed Salman, Rahmatullah Alay, got up and asked, "O Messenger of Allah, who are those people on whom you are a witness, and whom Allah has chosen, and for whom there is no hardship in religion, and whom Allah made the faith of their father Ibrahim?" The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, replied, "By this Ummah is meant the certain 13 persons and not the entire Ummah." The Blessed Salman said, "O Messenger of Allah, who are they? Please make us aware of them." The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, replied, "I and my brother Ali and 11 persons from his progeny. All, emigrants and helpers present in the assembly of Osman, said, 'Yes, we have heard.'"
8th verse. "We shall draw from every nation a witness and say, 'Produce your evidence.' Then they will know that all reality belongs to Allah, and what they use to fabricate will forsake them." The Holy Quran 28, 75. In the explanation of the 8th verse, the Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, Rahmatullah Alay, has narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, "We will call the Imam of every group of this Ummah to give testimony to them."
9th verse. "And the earth shall beam with the light of its Lord, and the book shall be laid down, and the prophets and the witnesses shall be brought up, and judgment shall be given between them with justice, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly." The Holy Quran 39, 69. About the 9th verse, commentators have also said this, and the Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, saying, "Its Lord is its Imam." People asked, "How will be the Imam who comes?" Imam said, "He would be such that due to his radiance at his arrival, the people of the earth will become needless of the sun and the moon?" In Irshad of the Blessed Sheikh Mofaid, the same Imam is reported to have said that, when Qa'im al-Muntazar, Imam Mahdi, will appear, the earth will become bright with the light of its Lord, and the servants of Allah will not need the light of the sun and moon, and darkness will vanish. And the book shall be laid down, and the prophets and the witnesses shall be brought up. Commentators have said that the witnesses are either the angels or the believers, and the Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that the witnesses are the Imams. And judgment shall be given between them with justice, means judgment based on justice will be proclaimed between them, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly.
10th verse. "And who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah? These shall be brought before their Lord, and the witnesses shall say, 'These are they who lied against their Lord. Now surely the curse of Allah is on the unjust.'" The Holy Quran 11, 18. About the 10th verse, the Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that the witnesses mean the Imams, alayhim assalam, and the unjust means those people who oppressed the Ali Muhammad and grabbed their rights.
11th verse. Is he then who has with him clear proof from his Lord, and a witness from him recites it, and before it is the book of Muzat, a guide and a mercy? These believe in it, and whoever of the different parties disbelieves in it, surely it is the truth from your Lord, but most men do not believe. The Holy Quran 11, 17. About the 11th verse, according to most commentators, it is the man who possesses the true knowledge and reason granted by Allah, and for whom a witness may come from Allah, is like the one who may not be like him, but who may be a slave of the world and its temptation. Some have said that clear proof means Quran and the witness means Jibra'il, who is reciting the Quran. Some have said that the witness is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and some have said that it means an angel who protects him, Muhammad, and keeps him on the right path, and some have said that the witness is Ali ibn Abi Talib, who testifies the truth about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There are many more traditions from on this matter. Thus, the blessed Sheikh Tabarsi has narrated from Imams Riza and Taqi, alayhimas salam, and the blessed Kolaini from Imam Riza, alayhis salam, that Amirul Mu'mineen is witness of the Prophet of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is the proof from his Lord. It is mentioned in Basa'irad Darajat that Amirul Mu'mineen said, by Allah, there is not a single verse which might not have been revealed during day or night, but that I know it, and there is none among the companions who might have been hit by a sword on his head, but that any verse might have been revealed in his praise, and which is about his entering paradise or hell. Hearing this, a man got up and asked, O Amirul Mu'mineen, which verse has been revealed in your praise? The Hazrat said, did you not hear Allah's words, is he then who has with him clear proof from his Lord, and a witness from him recites it? The Prophet of Allah is of the proofs from his Lord, and I am his witness and I am from him only. The blessed Sheikh Tusi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has also described this subject in Majalis, and it is narrated in Tafsir of the blessed Ayashi from Imam Bagir that the one who is on clear truth, bayyinat, from his Lord is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the one who is to come after him, and who is his witness, and who is only from him, is Amirul Mu'mineen. After him, are his legatees one after another, and there are many traditions on this subject, some of which will be, inshallah, mentioned in the forthcoming programs based on the events of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam.
Twelfth verse. And every soul shall come, with it a driver and a witness. The Holy Quran 50, 21. About the 12th verse, it is written in the Tafsir of Ali ibn Ibrahim and in Najj al-Balagha that the puller will pull him towards Mashar, or great gathering ground in the hereafter, and the witness will give testimony to his deeds. In the book Tawil al-Ayat al-Bihira, it is mentioned that Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said that the puller will be Amirul Mu'mineen and witness is the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.